Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear seminary friends, should people have cares and concerns for their deceased loved ones? From personal observations, it appears that people do generally have care and concern for deceased loved ones in various ways. I cite three personal examples of what I'm speaking of. Russians made a major preservation of the body of Nikolai Lenin, a chief communist leader and founder of the Soviet Union. Lenin's body, his corpse, laid in state in the mausoleum, viewed by daily persons coming to observe or to pay allegiance to him. He stayed there, according to my information, year after year, day after day, for observations of Russians and visitors. Number two, during my visit to Nigeria, I observed a number of Nigerians bury their loved ones under the living rooms of their homes or in their front yards, somehow or another to have some kind of communication with their dead in case there is the need to, in view of spiritual concerns. The third observation, in Jefferson City, a few years past, a professor's body was cremated. The family members boarded a plane and went out east and strode the ashes from the cremated body upon the breast of the Atlantic Ocean. While concerns and thoughts regarding the resurrection were not surfaced in this foregoing, today's scripture indicates that the Thessalonian Christians felt care and concern for their deceased loved ones in regards to the resurrection. The Spirit-inspired Apostle Paul wrote, "I will not have you ignorant, brothers, concerning them which are asleep, that you grieve not as others which have no hope." The Thessalonians seemed to be wondering what would happen to their deceased loved ones in the resurrection. Paul would have them understand and believe that death is not the end. Even to this day, believers are not to allow ignorance, sorrow, or grief to sway us into hopeless doom regarding the resurrection on the last day. St. Paul affirms, "If you believe that Christ died and rose again, those that are fallen asleep will God bring with him." The apostle assures believers, Thessalonians, and others who believe, that the dead will not be left behind, that they will not be left dead, that is, the believing dead, and that the living will not have a priority on the last day of the world. of making or showing that dead believers in the case of the resurrection are inferior. The Apostle Paul sets the record straight when he said that on the great day of Christ's coming, there will be a loud shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet will call and to be heard. All the dead will rise. But according to the Apostle Paul here, the dead in Christ will rise first. They will have glorified bodies. Believers who are alive will be changed from fleshly bodies into glorified bodies. And the way the apostle puts it, together, the resurrected glorified saints and the living new glorified saints will meet the Lord in the air in the midst of heavenly jubilation to be with him forever. The Holy Writer would have us to be comforted with this information. He has warned us that it does no good to be ignorant or grieved about the resurrection. If we find ourselves in weakness of faith, we are to remember that Jesus is Christ whether we are dead or alive. If we have worries, he can turn the worries into hope, sorrows into joy, tragedies into triumphs, poverty into riches, pain into glory, and defeat into victory. It does us so much good to hear that we have a Savior and Lord like we have. The Apostle Peter gives us some comfort when he writes, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So, my friends, we can be victorious, whether in this life or in the world to come. And so we should be moved to be triumphant in our faith and hope when we hear words like St. Paul wrote to the First Corinthians, or to the Corinthians, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." As a Lutheran, I like to have words that are meaningful to me over and over again and over the years. And I have selected those words to be the explanation to the second article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.